And I was like, me, I was like, I didn't do anything. I just asked questions, you know?
That's a great story.
Yeah. So it's like something so simple could help you stand out.
And it's the truth, because yeah. I go to so many of these organizational groups and committees and everything. And, you know, if we're speaking to somebody that is a leader in the community, and we're all just sitting there like bumps on a log, it doesn't say much about us not engaging. So if you can take the time to craft intelligent questions, and you're not meaning questions like, you know, yeah. how many kids do you have?
Exactly,
how old are
yes,
you?
Yes.
but intelligent questions that are open-ended, where the leader can actually compose an answer. It really does make you shine and stand out compared to everyone
totally.
Else.
Asking questions is a skill, which is mm-hmm. not, which is why not everyone could be a radio talk show host.
There you go. There
it
you
is
go.
Absolutely a skill.
Yeah, absolutely. There was another point I wanted to make on that, and it's leaving me. All right.
Did you want to take a break, or could I throw one more in there?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the asking questions part, the mm-hmm. last part I'll throw in that is, it is a great way to add a tremendous amount of value with knowing absolutely nothing about the subject matter. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's helped me in my career, particularly in a new organization, you know, or if you get into a new role or to a new team or get promoted, sometimes you just need the situational awareness of what's going on, and you get there by asking questions.
That was exactly the point that I was trying to make, is you're not just asking questions to ask questions, but to learn something,
yes.
you know, to add value to the group and to yourself, and you know, so that's fantastic.
Cool.
So on that point, we are going to hop off to our first commercial break of the evening, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hello, and welcome back to Curate. I am your host, Devin LeCompte, and today we have a very special guest with us, a leader in his Fortune 500 company that he's working at, and that's United Health Group.
Correct.
And you just started a business as well, correct, Dom?
Yes, I officially launched it this year, earlier this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And before we left for the commercials, we were talking about some of his leadership philosophy quotes and tips. And so it was, correct me if I'm wrong, come prepared, yep. ask questions.
Yep.
And the last one was, don't be a jerk.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean? That must have something behind it.
Yeah, so that one, and it's said tongue-in-cheek like that intentionally, because number one, I wanted to stick with people, because
mm-hmm.
I always get these questions from like some of the younger folks that are starting in the organization, and that one they always remember. But yeah, I guess the story behind that is the people that I've worked with in my career that were kind of jerks, I noticed they didn't wind up lasting very, very long. And the people that I worked with that were the complete opposites, you know, people that are a pleasure to work with wind up getting pulled into all the cool stuff and get involved in projects that wind up doing a lot of good for the company. And, you know, I think about some of the situations I had where, you know, I wouldn't have had been like, so basically the way it works, I'm assigned to a team, but some of these extracurricular projects that I got pulled into around the organization was because, you know, people say, hey, Dom, I need someone pleasurable to work with. I don't want to work with someone that's going to be difficult or, you know, nefarious in their ways. So why don't you come join us and help us? And I've got a lot of great opportunities from that. So, Yeah, I think, like I said before, it's tongue in cheek so that it sticks, but it really is the truth. And also doesn't mean, you know, to be a pushover and not to challenge anything, right? Like, you're not just supposed to accept everything. You could still challenge but still be friendly about it. It's really just not doing some of those toxic culture work environment mm-hmm. stuff, like talking behind people's back or, you know, only having selfish interests. So don't be a jerk.
Perfect. Now, you just mentioned some opportunities that you were given because of, again, these three qualities.
Yeah.
And bringing this back, that is also how you were able to work your way up. Yeah. I'm going to call it the corporate ladder.
Yeah, that's fine. That makes sense.
That you were able to work your way up the corporate ladder in your current in the current company that you work for.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to interview for these positions, or was it kind of like, hey, Dom, you know, we have an opening. Are you interested?
Yeah, it was probably more of the latter.
Okay.
You know, where, and I'll say this, like when I first started the organization, they brought me in. It was like a rotational program. I was with the cohort of other students, or I guess students, but other employees fresh out of college. They rotated me around to different parts of the organization for 2 years. And then at the end of it, you kind of get assigned to a I'm using air quotes for people that can't see on the screen.
I was feeling not everyone can see us.
But they put you into a final rotation. And when I got assigned my final rotation, it was on one of UnitedHealth Group's largest, oldest claim adjudication engines, right? And yes, me saying that, I had the same response because I saw your response. Yes. So basically, a claim system that is automatically processing claims without any human intervention.
Okay.
I was very upset about this when I was assigned to it. I was like, man, I wanted to work on something a little more fun than that. But it gave me an opportunity to show the organization that I could take something that was really complex, really difficult, that not a lot of people were able to do, and kind of do what we opened up the show with, break it down, make it simple for everyone else, and kind of leaning on some of those leadership philosophy things I shared, like asking questions, coming prepared, where I would show up and say, hey, look, I may not be the expert here. I'll drive. Just, you know, hey, team, tell me where we want to go with this. And I did that for about a year and a half, serving as a lead solution architect, kind of coming up with solutions for our claim adjudication engines. And that eventually came up to like, hey, Dom, we have this opportunity. Do you want this? Hey, Dom, do we have this opportunity? Do you want this? So I was fortunate enough to formally interview for them. So it was kind of just organic from some of the challenges I took in the past and the success that I had. So
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned, and I think this was on our dry run that we did, that with interviewing, you found this fun post-college.
Yeah. So that was more like, it started like in my undergraduate career where, you know, I would say first I got obsessed with like resume writing and just trying to position my resume and getting content in there to quote unquote pad the resume, right? And then I would just shoot it out, and I had a lot of success and was getting a lot of hits in terms of companies reaching out to me and saying, hey, you want to come in for an interview? And then yes, by virtue of being in Newark and not being far from Manhattan, when I was in my undergraduate, I don't know why I became obsessed with going on interviews, even jobs that I wasn't even qualified for. And I would hammer the resume into all these different job boards. I would go into Manhattan and, you know, I'd have like up to three interviews lined up for a day.
Wow.
Yeah. And some of them completely failed. And that's probably where I learned the most, where I had really bad interviews.
Exactly.
Sometimes I was successful. I did wind up doing a couple internships on Wall Street. And then I worked for another reinsurance company in North Jersey. So
for those that are listening or that have children that are kind of in that part of their lives where they have to go on interviews and they have to start, you know, putting their resume out there,
yeah.
Or even for, you know, people that are on their second jobs,
yep.
And are looking for a change. Can you share with us, I'm kind of like an A to Z,
yeah.
On the preparation of that.
Sure.
I mean, you've had tremendous success with this.
Right.
So where would you start? What would you do?
Sure. I'll start with the resume. Let's break that down first. I put some notes together just because I didn't want to miss anything. But it's just from what I've learned in consulting with folks, and then from some of the mistakes I've seen other people make. So that's something else I should probably mention, Devin. So in my role, even though I do, I focus on software engineering, we do a lot of recruiting.
That's right.
So I've been on probably, I've probably done over 500 interviews in my career where I'm interviewing other folks.
Absolutely. How many, how large is your team that you oversee?
So I have a team right now of 8 individuals mixed between offshore and onshore.
Okay.
But yeah, so, but we recruit for the larger organization, the larger technology organization, which is why I've been through so many resumes and interviews. But so, but nonetheless, starting with the resume, the first thing I like to tell folks, and I see this as a problem all the time on a lot of resumes, is individuals will list out their duties in their job as opposed to their achievements. You know, so as an example, if you were a radio show host and you just say, I host a radio show from 5 to 6 p.m. as opposed to, you know, grew radio show audience from by 50% in 2019.
I'm in real estate primarily. So,
oh, there you go. That's a great
example,
one.
22 transactions this year on pace for $20 million in gross sales.
Exactly. Yeah. So focus more on goals, less on duties, use metrics where you can. Exactly. You went exactly where I wanted you to go. Definitely.
Perfect.
Second thing I put on there was a stand out by fitting in, if this makes sense. So stick with me on this, audience, right? When I say stand out by fitting in, you want a nice looking resume. You don't want anything too doctored up, but you also don't want anything that's like too bland or boring or just not professional looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's something I've worked on with, some of my clients is making sure that their resume is kind of appealing to the eye, but also easy to comprehend, easy to read, and interviewers or recruiters can find exactly what they're looking for very easily.
So something that stood out to me with the organization that I currently work for is we have brand words. Some of those being, I think, are very much in line with this, is refined, discreet, and savvy.
Ooh,
so when we're marketing ourselves, is that that's kind of the same route that you want the resumes to go, is savvy and refined.
Exactly. That's the best way to put it. I love that. Third thing, because you made me think of this, is the keywords are important. So we know that, there's a lot of software out there that particularly large organizations are using because they get thousands and thousands of resumes for positions. So they have to kind of, make it easier on the recruiters to find what they're looking for. So if you use keywords that are kind of related to the position that you're applying to, it's going to bring your relevancy of your resume up for that position and to that recruiter. So I always try and tell folks, why don't you send me a couple of, particular jobs that you're interested in, and we try and work those keywords into the resume.
Okay. Now, and those keywords shouldn't be necessarily pretty large, fluffy words. That's more along the lines of technology.
Correct.
Hub.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yep. I don't want any resume spam in there. It has to be something that's advancing your objective that's going to add value.
Okay.
So, fourth thing I'll say, your resume points and your achievements that we were talking about earlier, that should be a springboard into stuff that you could talk about in your interview. And that becomes really important when we start talking about the interviewing tips, about how you talk about some of your past achievements. And the opposite side of this is don't put anything on there that you don't want to talk about in an interview. So some people are always like, hey, should I put this on there from back in the day? Or, they'll put something on there and I'll ask them a question about it. And they're like, oh, that's really nothing. I just kind of made it sound fancy. And I'm like, that could hurt in an interview, where someone's like, oh, tell me about this. And you're like, I just put it there to take up white space.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess last thing I'll put on there, don't be afraid to put on some of extracurricular stuff or awards, even your hobbies or unique skills, because sometimes that helps you, in your interviews, either talk more about who you are as a person, which could help settle you down, calm you down, or build a connection with the person that's interviewing you. That helps tremendously.
Let's talk about that connection for a sec, because I think that leads into interviewing, right?
Absolutely, yep.
So why is that connection important?
So from the interviews that I've been on for myself, where I was the interviewee, and then interviews where I was the interviewer, whenever I can leave that room in a good mood, I probably either got the job or gave the job to the person that I was there with. And I think when you build that connection and you have a good conversation with the person that you're interviewing with, chances are you're probably going to get a more favorable score in that evaluation. There's no rocket science behind it. That's how these interviews go. So,
absolutely. Was there anything that you wanted to add, finish up with the resume, or are those 5 points kind of they're a great start?
Yeah.
To recap, we have focus on your achievements, not duties.
Yes.
Stand out by fitting in, and yep, that's in terms of resume layout and design.
You got it.
Keywords are important for relevancy. Again, guys, remember that with a lot of these big companies, they're pre-screening, pre-sorting your resumes.
Yes.
And Dom can help you with that. And your resume is a springboard into your conversation with your interviewer.
Yes.
And lastly, you know, that your resume is a springboard, but also add some add some extracurricular activities, hobbies, or unique skills that will enable you to have a further conversation and be more comfortable with the interviewer.
You got it. Great.
Perfect.
Summary.
And I will notate these also on our Facebook Live video. So for those of you who are listening that are interested, we will post these as well.
Awesome.
So let's see. How are we doing on time? It is 6:18. So it is time for our second commercial break. And when we get back, we will discuss interview tips.
Cool.
All right. So bear with us, and thank you for listening.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he doesn't think there will be another partial government shutdown this year.
I don't see a government shutdown looming. Again, that's not an issue until the end of September.
The last partial government shutdown was back in January of 2019. Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way.
The tweet was directed at Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And in financial news, the Dow is up 27 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Attorney General Bill Barr calls himself deeply concerned about the rise of hate crimes in the past decade.
And this trend has included a marked increase in reported instances of anti-Semitic hate crimes.
Opening a summit at the Justice Department on Monday, Barr says the nation must firmly reject such crimes and the motivations behind them. He also has a message for the Jewish community.
I want to assure the Jewish community that the Department of Justice and the entire federal government stands with you and will not tolerate these attacks.
Barr also calls anti-Semitic hate crimes a cancer. Federal immigration agents are moving ahead with arrests and deportations aimed at hundreds of illegal aliens in the United States. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News that the response has been surprising.
This is what ICE does every day. So a lot of this was overhyped and over-politicized.
The illegal immigrants being targeted all do have their final deportation orders and are ignoring them. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2019 Amazon Prime Day is here. Today and tomorrow, bargain shoppers can head to Amazon if they're a Prime member for exclusive deals on TVs, Echo speakers, and smart home supplies. Now, while all of that is going on, Amazon employees at a warehouse in Minnesota are striking. Megan Brady explains to Fox News why.
We have some demands that we would like management to meet, and we're really concerned with the production rates that we have, because those rates cause a lot of stress for employees and also cause workplace injuries.
Brady also says the strike is meant to draw attention to people working for Amazon full-time through a temp agency.
Well, the temp workers are full-time, but they don't have Amazon benefits.
Turning now to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at what was hot at the box office this weekend.
Spider-Man was in the top spot in the past weekend's box office race, as Spider-Man Far From Home is the number one film in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight week, earning another $45 million. Coming in second this past weekend, Toy Story 4, which made nearly $21 million. In third place, the horror movie Crawl. It sold $12 million worth of tickets in its debut week. Weekend. Rounding out this week's top five, a new comedy, Stuber, followed by the Beatles-themed Yesterday.
Please remember, you can always take USA Radio News with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, and welcome back to Curate. We are here today with Dom
Cirillo.
Cirillo. There we go. I was practicing that on the break. I thought I had it. Who is in senior management with United Health
Group. Yep.
Group. And that is a Fortune 500 company. And he went to NJIT and has expanded his background through technology and business development over the course of his tenure with United Health Group. Before we left for our news break, we were talking about ways that he has found to help people on their resumes, given his background at NJIT, as well as his current role at United Health Group, which does consist of doing extensive interviewing. So to recap that one more time, we have focus on your achievements, not duties, stand out by fitting in, keywords are important for relevancy, your resume is a springboard into your conversation with your interviewer, and be sure to add extracurricular activities, hobbies, and unique skills. So Dom, now that we're back, how do we move into an interview?
Yep.
We got the phone call,
yep.
And we're scheduled to show up in Manhattan at 2 p.m. to speak with our potential employer. What's next?
So the first thing I always tell my clients is, you know, because they'll all come to me and say, Dom, I need the resume, get me my resume updated, and we'll do that. But your resume is 20% of the equation. Your interview is 80%. So your resume will get you in the door. It's not going to get you the job. Once I help you with the resume, it's up to you in the interview to get yourself that job. And then in terms of interview tips, the first thing I like to tell folks is you got to research. And you know this very well, Devin, right? Anyone you bring in here for your interviews, you probably want to find out about the company, about where they come from, about their background, so that you can kind of formulate your strategy of things you need to be aware of. So I like to tell people, like, read the bottom line that you have to know for a company when you're going for an interview. You have to know what their mission statement is. You have to know some of those basics of, like, what they have on their website. And even go to, like, Google News, wherever you get your news from. Type in the company name. See what they're in the news for. Just be aware of those things.
Absolutely.
So then second thing I'll throw out there is to prepare your responses. And this may be awkward for some people, but you know you're going to get the first question, tell me about yourself. You won't believe how many people butcher this question when I'm giving them their mock interviews, where they're just like freezing like a deer in headlights.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know you were going to ask me. You know they're going to ask you, tell me about yourself. You know they're going to ask you, what are your strengths? You know they're going to ask you, what are your weaknesses? Those are basic interview questions. Sometimes us as the interviewer, we use those just as openers, you know? So they're not even ones that should hurt you, but if you're not prepared, it's going to sink you and sink your chances of getting that
job. Now, how long should those answers be?
So I tell people, like, for your tell me about yourself, it's almost like your elevator pitch. It should be no more than 30, 45 seconds at most. Mm-hmm. You don't want to ramble on. I was born in a log cabin, grew up in Jersey. It's like, you know, start at college where you got your education, talk a little about, you know, what some of your interests and expertise is, and then finish off with, like, you know, I saw this opportunity. I'm really excited to be here.
Perfect.
Something like that.
Perfect.
So that's our second one in terms of, you know, preparing your responses. The third one I like to call out, and this I've picked up, you know, from going on interviews, but also from working with one of the executives from my company. She's an awesome leader, Donna McCart. She taught me, how to have a great handshake. And this is so important for everyone in terms of making sure you're not giving out a, you know, limp
fish.
Hand. Yeah, the dead fish, yeah. Right? That's what they call it. But having a good handshake makes such a big difference when you first get to your interview, and make sure you're firm and confident. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's important.
Never considered that for an interview. But
absolutely.
I mean, it's like that in the rest of your life, so why would your interview be any
different? Yeah, I guarantee you're at your next interview, you're going to shake someone's hand. Practice it. Trust me.
I'm interviewed almost every day for my job. Every time I walk into a listing appointment or meet with somebody that's looking to buy a home, that is an interview for me.
Right.
So these are great tips. And I mean, first thing when you walk into their home, you shake their hand.
Yep. And commit yourself to the handshake. It's okay to say, I'm going in for a handshake. Show your hand. Thumb straight up, and it's okay to take that power and have a firm handshake.
You had a good handshake when we got here.
It was the first thing we did, right? Once we
wife.
Got here. Yes. Yeah. we practice at home.
Dom's wife did come in. So some of you that are watching on Facebook can see her in the corner. We tried to – she wasn't prepared. She didn't think that she was going to be stuck on camera. But this whole room, we found out, is on Facebook. So those of you that are wondering who's sitting in the corner, that is Dom's wife. But anyway, so you guys practice handshakes at home. I'm sure that's thrilling. No, I'm kidding. But so what are some other tips for the –
So tip number four, I love this one, master small talk.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be small talk. Think about when you're on the elevator with the person that's interviewing. Think about the time that you're going to be walking from the elevator to the room that you're going to be interviewing in. Imagine there's awkward silence like that, right? That's horrible, right? And it's just like, you know, some silence is okay, but kind of going back to like the whole one-on-one stuff, it's like, you know, you don't want to show – you don't want anyone to think you're a mindless drone. So I like to do the basics, weather, commute, how you got there. That's probably a good one. Questions about the building. Oh, how long you guys been here? You know, how do you find your way around here? Type stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just have basic small talk stuff ready to go. You just don't want too much awkward silence or bad small talk of, I don't know, look at the news today, politics. Don't ask about the politics, you know, anything
keep
like that.
Keep that one out.
Yeah, keep that one out.
Not
so.
Like our news on the radio
yeah.
show.
Master small talk.
When you walk into the interview room with your interviewer, is there a period of awkwardness there? I haven't been into a formal interview in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And is that something?
I think it could happen. Yes, I think.
Okay.
And particularly with folks in my field, with technology, where some folks have difficulty having those soft skills or knowing what to talk about or being comfortable. I think it, again, it just puts you at ease. It puts the person interviewing at ease, because
mm-hmm.
that's the other thing you need to think about is the person that's interviewing you, they have a job here, and it could be tense or awkward or tough for them. So you don't want it to be difficult for them to interview you. You know, and you know this too from your field of being on the radio. There's some people that you gotta kind of pry and work to get answers out of or to get them to be comfortable. And you won't get a good show if that's the case, but you'll get a good show if the person is dynamic and, you know, can talk and has those soft skills. So
absolutely.
So next
were there
one?
Any other points?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Go
so
for it.
I'll go stories versus list. So if someone asks you,
that's a good one.
Yeah, like that one. Like, hey, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? That could get people into a lot of trouble. Where, hey, what are your strengths? Oh, I'm really organized. I'm a good communicator and friendly. And it's like, well, okay. As opposed to that, I like to say, oh, I'm a good organizer. back when I worked at so-and-so company, I took this really messy file cabinet and organized, documented everything, created standards and controls, and improved our efficiency by 100%. You know, that sounds a lot better of an answer than just listing. So I always tell people, when you're preparing your responses up above, make sure you have kind of stories attached to it. And the model I tell them to follow is CAR. So it's really simple to follow. Content, so give them, or context, give them the background of what the situation was, what the action was that you specifically took, and then what's the final result if there was a metric or what improved. So stories versus lists, more important.
Nice. Perfect.
This one is very important too, prepared questions. Make sure you have a list of questions ready to go, because the interview is not just for them to interview you. You have to interview them. And this could make or break your interview, because if you get to the interview at the end and they say, what questions do you have for me? And you say, no, I'm good. That is not good. You want to show, and I always tell people, show, flip to your page, show that you've done your research and you have a list of questions that you want to find out, because this is important for you.
You have to make sure it's a good fit as well, because if the company's culture doesn't work with you, it's going to be negative for both people.
You got it. And this all goes to what we were talking about before in terms of asking questions and getting, now you're getting the interviewer to talk more about themselves and the company, and that makes them feel good. And that's going to probably give you a more favorable outcome, or give them a more favorable outcome of how the conversation went.
People always like to talk about themselves.
There you go. And then the last thing I'll just throw out there is just be yourself, because the interviews I've done and the interview where I've been successful, I've felt most comfortable. The interviews where I've conducted for other people, when they are themselves and their true selves, as opposed to like this lame corporate version of themselves. For some reason, I don't know why people turn into like...
You get nervous.
You get nervous and then you start using like words that you would never normally use when you're telling a story. Yeah, you're like talking yourself into like corners. So if you just be yourself, it puts the interviewer at ease. It puts you at ease. And I think you'll wind up being more successful.
I'm going to give this list of points to everyone that comes on the radio show from now on, because those are fantastic. Thank you, Dom.
Yeah.
We have one more commercial break before the end of the show, so we cool. will be right back in a couple minutes.
Cool.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right. Hello and welcome back to Curate. I am your host, Davin LeCompte, and today we have Dominic
Cirillo.
And we're talking about his career and what tips he has for you in terms of advancing your career to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
One of them probably should be know the guest's full name, despite the fact he's been working with me for the past hour on how to say it. Apparently, I'm incapable. Anyway, we just left before the commercial break with some interview tips. So again, please go back and take a look. He did give us some great points and had a wonderful explanation for them. And reason being is because he has a small business, mm-hmm. Make Me Pro,
yep.
And the purpose of the business is to do exactly what we're doing here on air today, and that is to help guide you towards your career advancements.
Yes.
And why don't you put that in your own words, because I'm sure they're going to be much more eloquent coming from you.
Yeah, so, well, just background for Make Me Pro, it started because I would always help my friends and family with trying to make them more professional and how to present themselves in their career, how to help them, how to prepare for interviews, how to make sure that their resume shows their best self. And it got to a point where everyone kept telling me, hey, Dom, you should probably formalize this, turning this into a business. And I'm, trust me, I don't do it to get rich. You know, it's more for a side hobby where, and something I'm passionate about and something that I have a skill that I'd like to be able to help other people with. So that's pretty much what's kind of turned in where Make Me Pro came from early this year. And I did finish my MBA just this past May. So once when I, and it was kind of during my MBA process where I went to University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, which was a program through my organization. Yes, I wouldn't get to talk about that, but it was a program through United Health Group, and it kind of gave me that business mindset of, you know, how do you turn a service into a business, and how do you also do something cool where you can help your community? And yeah, that's where I started Make Me Pro, and I've had a lot of great clients this year. They all wind up being very successful, and you know, finding better opportunities and better fits for them, or at least learning some things that could make them a better professional. So
that's wonderful. Now, with that, where do you plan on taking this? Is this for family and friends, or are your goals to build this out over time?
No, absolutely. I definitely want to build it out over time. And I've been bringing on some more clients from even folks that I've worked with, folks from just locally and folks from around the community. And I think, you know, obviously I got a daughter on the way in September, but I still want to be able to focus some time on growing my business, and definitely have some plans for 2020 to have some further expansion and take on some more clients and really just help some more people become the best versions of themselves.
Do you have a specific target audience? Again, we've discussed the tech field and the healthcare field that mm-hmm. you're a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you want to gear your efforts, or are you hoping to be more rounded?
So the beauty of some of the skills I picked up is I've been able to help people in all different types of careers. So I've done resumes for, yes, mostly tech people, but I've also done resumes for providers, healthcare providers. I've done resumes for chefs. I've done resumes for marketers. So I really don't shy away from any particular career. I feel like I could help multiple people.
I will say that everything we've talked about today helps me, so I cool. appreciate the free advice. And those of you that are just tuning in, definitely rewind this episode and take a listen, because he does have some fantastic tips. And I would love to, you know, if we do get a chance to sit down afterwards, to build those out a little bit, because,
sure.
I mean, these are such great tidbits, and I know there's so much more for you to share.
Yes.
So target audience, and a lot of this we mentioned earlier goes across the board. You know, you mentioned your leadership philosophy earlier,
mm-hmm.
and whether you are in the C-suite, or, you know, you're just getting started in your career, or you're going to college,
mm-hmm.
this carries through no matter what part of your career or what field you are in.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. Is there anything else you want to share about your business at this point in time?
No, I mean, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach out to me, makemeprodom@gmail.com, and I'll respond back. And I don't have a website yet, but I'm working on getting that set up for 2020, and some more exciting things coming our way. So maybe I'll come back or be able to share some more news with you in the future.
I hope so. I'm going to be your accountability partner, and we're going to come back on next year this time and see where you've taken your business.
I love that. Yeah, I needed some accountability on this. So
and
thank
meet
you.
The little one.
Yes.
Because there'll be a number three on the way, boy or girl.
So it's going to be a girl.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Do we have a name?
We do. Camila.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yes.
Very pretty.
Yep.
Camila's Cirillo.
Cirillo, you got
Cirillo.
It. Camila Cirillo.
We're getting better. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for the show today. We had a great episode. Thank you for coming on and for talking with us. Is there anything that you want to leave the listeners with before we go?
So two things. So first thing I'll tell all the listeners is my lasting advice for you in your career is be comfortable being uncomfortable, because I think that's helped me a lot, and I think that's a lot of what we talked about today. And the second thing I just want to give a shout-out to the National Stroke Association. That means a lot to my family and I. We've done a lot of work with the National Stroke Association every single year. We do a charity bike ride at Sandy Hook, where we get a bunch of folks down there to go ride down the entire pathway. We didn't get a chance to set one up this year just because of craziness with school.
Wait, I'm sorry. Us. Wait, you're expecting a third human being in your house. Yes, there's a lot of craziness. Yeah.
So
nobody's going to hold that against you.
Yes, but for all folks that are listening, if you could do a donation to the National Stroke Association, we'd appreciate that. And then look out for next year for our charity bike ride. Will be our fifth annual at that point.
And we'll leave that link on our video as well. So
awesome. Thank
just
you.
Go ahead and click there, and you guys will be able to get connected and further the mission of the organization.
Cool.
So that being said, thank you so much for spending the time with me to bring awareness to Hunterdon County and to Dom and his emerging business. And a big thank you to everyone who tuned in. If you would like any more information on the topics covered today, please reach out directly to Dom at MakeMePro.Dom, MakeMePro.Dom at gmail.com. So thank you again, Dominic, for joining us today and being a part of Curate. Thanks also to Hunterdon County Chamber team for your behind-the-scenes help on bringing the show to air. Normally that's tongue-in-cheek, but really, guys, thank you so much. And, of course, to all of you for listening and making this possible. Remember, if you are craving more of Curate, visit us on Facebook at Devin B. LeCompte for more from this and future episodes. Or for our archived podcasts, please visit hunterdonchamber.org. If you have an idea for an episode or would like to be featured on Curate, please contact us at dlecompte@klsir.com. Thanks for listening.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he doesn't think there will be another partial government shutdown this year.
I don't see a government shutdown looming. Again, that's not an issue until the end of September.
The last partial government shutdown was back in January of 2019. Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way.
The tweet was directed at Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And in financial news, the Dow was up 27 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Attorney General Bill Barr calls himself deeply concerned about the rise of hate crimes in the past decade.
And this trend has included a marked increase in reported instances of anti-Semitic hate crimes.
Opening a summit at the Justice Department on Monday, Barr says the nation must firmly reject such crimes and the motivations behind them. He also has a message for the Jewish community.
And I want to assure the Jewish community that the Department of Justice and the entire federal government stands with you and will not tolerate these attacks.
Barr also calls anti-Semitic hate crimes a cancer. Federal immigration agents are moving ahead with arrests and deportations aimed at hundreds of illegal aliens in the United States. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News that the response has been surprising.
This is what ICE does every day. So a lot of this was overhyped and over-politicized.
The illegal immigrants being targeted all do have their final deportation orders and are ignoring them. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2019 Amazon Prime Day is here. Today and tomorrow, bargain shoppers can head to Amazon if they're a Prime member for exclusive deals on TVs, Echo speakers, and smart home supplies. Now, while all of that is going on, Amazon employees at a warehouse in Minnesota are striking. Megan Brady explains to Fox News why.
We have some demands that we would like management to meet, and we're really concerned with the production rates that we have because those rates cause a lot of stress for employees and also cause workplace injuries.
Brady also says the strike is meant to draw attention to people working for Amazon full-time through a temp agency.
Well, the temp workers are full-time, but they don't have Amazon benefits.
Turning now to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at what was hot at the box office this weekend.
Spider-Man was in the top spot in the past weekend's box office race, as Spider-Man Far From Home is the number one film in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight week, earning another $45 million. Coming in second this past weekend, Toy Story 4, which made nearly $21 million. In third place, the horror movie Crawl. It sold $12 million worth of tickets in its debut weekend. Rounding out this week's top five, a new comedy, Stuber, followed by the Beatles-themed Yesterday.
Please remember, you can always take USA Radio News with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.